This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The French news agency is reporting that Somali forces have ended a 30-hour siege by al-Shabaab jihadists at a hotel in Mogadishu. A local official said the attackers are dead. He spoke on condition of anonymity. The official gave no information about the total number of casualties in the attack on the Hyatt Hotel or how many al-Shabaab fighters had been killed. Earlier reports put the number of casualties at 20 or more, with more than 40 people injured. The Somali government is expected to give a news briefing about the attack on Sunday. The hotel has been destroyed following bombardment by security forces to eliminate the assailants who were holed up in the building. But the official said the building needed to be cleared of any explosives that may have been planted. In a separate attack in Mogadishu overnight involving mortar shells, 5 civilians from the same family were killed and 10 others were injured when mortars landed on their residences near Mogadishu airport. No one has claimed responsibility for the mortar attacks, but Somali security officials said al-Shabaab had carried out similar mortar attacks many times in the city. Russia said Saturday its air defenses shot down a drone in Crimea. It was the second such incident at the headquarters of its Black Sea Fleet in 3 weeks. The governor of Sevastopol said the drone that was shot down fell on the roof of the Russian fleet's headquarters but did not cause casualties or major damage. Earlier this month, explosions at a Russian airbase destroyed 9 Russian warplanes, and earlier this week, a Russian ammunition depot in Crimea was hit by an attack. Ukrainian authorities have not claimed responsibility for any of the attacks, but President Zelensky referred obliquely to them Saturday in his nightly video address. This is VOA News. Thousands of people gathered at the Zulu Royal Palace in South Africa Saturday to witness the crowning of a new king in the country's richest and most influential traditional monarchy. Musa Zulu Zulu, who's 47, ascended to the throne once held by his late father, Goodwill Zwelithini. During traditional ceremonies, the new sovereign, wearing a traditional leopard skin, promised to work to unite the Zulu nation. The title of king does not bestow executive power, but the monarchs of the Zulu nation wield great moral influence over more than 11 million Zulus, who make up nearly a fifth of South Africa's population. Former U.S. President of U.S. Vice President, rather, Mike Pence, talks about the attack on the Capitol building on January 6, 2021, and his chances of testifying before the January 6th committee in this piece with AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
In an Associated Press interview, former Vice President Mike Pence says he refused to get into a car with Secret Service agents during the attack on the U.S. Capitol building because he didn't want to leave.
My concern was that somebody somewhere else might give an order to a Secret Service agent to simply get us out of the building.
Pence was asked if he's willing to testify before the House Select Committee investigating the insurrection.
There are profound constitutional issues that have to be considered if we were to receive a formal invitation.
The former vice president was in Iowa, which hosts the leadoff Republican presidential caucuses ahead of the 2024 election. I'm Tim McGuire.
The United States is buying a big grain shipment from Ukraine to help out regions most in need of food. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has that story.
In the northern Kenyan town of Wajir, impoverished families gather to meet the head of the World Food Program. WFP director David Beasley predicts a famine coming towards the Horn of Africa.
Now we're getting the money to come in, and we're going to be reaching as many people as fast as we can to try to avert famine, but we could be a little late.
Local Wajir resident Sahara Abdila told the AP the recent weather conditions have devastated her family. We are nomads and we currently don't have anything as our animals have been taken away by the drought. We need a lot of help. Walking amongst goat carcasses on the arid land, Beasley said despite the U.S. donation, other nations need to step up.
With all profits being so high right now, record-breaking profits, billions of dollars every week and record profits, the Gulf states need to help. They need to step up.
I'm Karen Chamas.
And once again, the French news agency says Somali forces have ended a 30-hour siege by al-Shabaab jihadists at a hotel in Mogadishu, Somalia. Via remote, I'm Marissa.